We are continuing our interviews of candidates in the Indymena, and in this election year in New York and in Connecticut, this is probably one of the most hotly contested elections that we have. We've been speaking to all the different candidates from the different parties that are vying for nominations and for spots on the ballot. And today, we're pleased to speak to Jim Morris, who is on the board right now in Indymena. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So let's go a little bit of background for people that aren't aware. Jim, now, before we got on the air, we were talking how you actually came in on a seat that was unexpired. So what is your history on the board in the media?
Well, I've been on the board since June of 2017. There was a person who resigned, and I applied for the position that was vacant, and I was appointed by the board at that time. And then in November, I ran unopposed and was elected for a full 4-year term.
All right. So now, were you ever in town politics before that?
No, never.
Okay. So what did you expect, and what has come about since you've been on the board? In your feeling, what are the differences, and what are some of the things that you really enjoyed?
Well, I did it because I have no political agenda myself. It seemed to me that with my legal background that I could be of some assistance to the town, and I think that I have in reviewing contracts and things like that. But I'm the only attorney on the board. It's been an interesting experience for someone that never did it before, and I decided to run for another term. I think that probably the more important things that we're doing right now are the wastewater project and the affordable housing. I think that they are major projects that will really enhance the quality of the town of Indymena. Our downtown district does not have any wastewater facilities. They're using septic tanks, and I think that has been a real problem for business development in the town. And I think that with the affordable housing, that will be a big benefit and boost as well.
You know, it's interesting that you bring the wastewater up, because it's been brought up in several towns here in Connecticut as well. And it's amazing, though, to note that over the past year, year and a half, even during the pandemic, a lot of different businesses have opened and moved to Indymena, and that's without having that wastewater project in place. So In reality, once that gets in place, that should make even a bigger center for more businesses to come.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I'm sure that's true.
That's obviously a big point. Now, another thing is, you look ahead into the future. Put your future cap on. In the next, what are the problems that Indymena is going to have to face and confront over the course of the next 2 years outside of that wastewater there? Are there more things that the town can work on?
Oh, I think so. I think in general, the downtown area really needs to be spruced up. If you look at some of the buildings, they are in major disrepair, and I think that they've got to be really worked on and brought up to speed, because they just don't give a very positive appearance to the downtown area, and I think that that's something that has to be addressed.
Now, we're speaking right now once again with James Morris, who is running once again for re-election to the town board in Indymena. Let's take a look at how long have you lived in Indymena?
Actually, I've had a home here since. Actually, 1985, I built a cabin on separate road in Indymena with my sons and some firemen from the city of Yonkers, which was where I lived at the time. And I've been coming to this property since 1951, when my father bought it. Turned out to be 44 acres of land, which we had no idea at the time how large it was. But when I was in law school, I had a surveyor come in, and that's what it turned out to be. I moved here permanently in 2013, but I've been actually coming for weekends and vacations since 1985 with my family. But in 2013, the house had been doubled in size by my youngest son, and so we moved here permanently in July of 2013.
Now, you've got an interesting background. We're speaking once again with James Morris, who is running for re-election at the Board of the Media. And I find I knew somebody that was associated with the U.S. Olympic Committee in the skiing program, but you've had almost a 50-year relationship with the United States Olympic Committee.
That's correct.
Explain a little bit about what you did.
Well, initially, my boss at the law firm in New York that I worked at was the counselor to the United States Olympic Committee. He was a fellow by the name of Patrick Sullivan. And as I was doing litigation at the time, Pat got me involved with litigation for the Olympic Committee, which I did until 1980. And at that time, I became an associate counselor to the United States Olympic Committee, which was a voluntary position. And I continued to do some legal work for them. But then in 1991, they asked me to serve on a committee to reconstitute the Bobsled and Skeleton Federation because they had had some problems with them, which I did for a year. And then they asked me to run for vice president of that organization, which I did, and then they had a problem with the president, and all of a sudden I was president of the Bobsled and Skeleton Federation, which I served on for 10 years until after the 2002 Olympic Games in Salt Lake City.
That must have been a wonderful experience.
It was. You get to meet a lot of interesting people. I mean, the Olympic Committee is a real hodgepodge of people, from the very wealthy to people that are of very modest means. But they all have one thing in common. They're all sportsmen, and it was a very interesting part of my life, that's for sure.
Well, I think that combination of meeting so many different people and working in a situation like that also probably helps lend some experience, even though the town of Armenia is a lot smaller. Basically, it's the same things. You have challenges, you have legal challenges, and you just need to know what's going on.
That's right.
And you get to meet a lot of people. I don't know. You know, I campaigned for office once in my life, and I knocked on over 500 and some odd doors. my legs and my ankles were killing me at the end, and I didn't win. I lost by about 100 votes. But it was one of the most pleasurable experiences, actually knocking on somebody's door, and whether they were going to vote for you or not, having a conversation with them.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing to do, no doubt about it.
Well, good luck in the elections, and once again, like I say to everybody that serves in any position in town government, especially nowadays, we thank you for the time you put in, because really it gets harder and harder each year. Thank you for your service, and good luck in the election.
Thank you very much.